New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
Get to your animal encounter stories in a moment. 800-520-1067. What did you encounter and what did you do about it? Some people decide, well, there's an animal in my house, I gotta fight it. And other people, they go and I hide. And there's, let's be honest, there's no shortage of things we could encounter just from the people that can hear our voice on K-Rock, between the rattlesnakes, which seems to be all over the place now, but all the way up to, you know, the bobcats, the mountain lions,
coyotes.
You
had a very dicey rattlesnake encounter at
a
zoo.
Very dicey. Thing came very close to the glass. Very close. But I was eating that kettle corn, so it kept me safe. Best kettle corn on the planet, LA Zoo. You think about all, just in my own yard, Alley, in the last few years, between skunks, rats, possums.
I got rats back, too.
And skunks are not the scariest in the sense they're not going to attack you, but
they leave a lasting impression.
They do leave a lasting impression.
I think those are kind of the most dangerous, the most likely to get tagged by, for sure.
Oh, yeah. And they will shoot. They're like, they got great aim with that thing. They can shoot when their little stink sack.
Well, it's their only defense mechanism. They better use it well.
Speaking of stink sacks, Vanessa's in here. She's going to spin the wheel of gummy roulettes. It's her spin now. Allie just ate her 10 gummy worms. Johnny's eating his 10. Anywhere from one up to one bag. If we eat a bag, I think that'll probably ruin the rest of our day. Someone said this is going to be the worst smelling showver time we've ever done.
I got gas.
Well, that's about to change. Go ahead and give this thing a spin. Vanessa, you're not happy about this?
No, I feel like we keep doing things to hurt ourselves.
You feel like that because it's true.
Yeah.
And like, I can't even fight it anymore. I'm just like, okay.
But you love candy, though. So part of you's got to be excited about this. And they're sugar-free.
I don't want to go to the bathroom here.
Yeah, I know. Right. It's not really.
Just go in your office.
But I'm going to do it for the show.
You know, I have one of those little toddler toilets.
Oh, yeah. Allie's got a toddler toilet in her car. You want to use that?
A little baby one?
I'll use that.
Maybe a little big for you, but...
All right. Your legs will dangle.
Yeah, here we go. Vanessa's giving it a spin. Anywhere from zero gummies up to one bag. No one has landed on the full one bag yet.
There's also a listener's choice option.
Oh, yeah, listener's choice, which just means I'll pick up a call at random and they'll get
and
to
they'll
give
say
us
one bag.
They'll get to give us the number. It could be any number. Oh, boy, Vanessa, it's now gone past the... Oh, no.
Okay.
There's a bag. It's listener
choice.
Listener choice.
All right,
I'm going to pick up one of these calls at random.
Okay.
And they get to tell us any number from zero up to one bag. Hey, Eddie, I'm just going to grab you at random right now. I need a number from you anywhere from zero up to one bag. That's how many of these crap gummies Vanessa will eat.
We'll give her 5 because it's my favorite number.
All right, 5. He gave you 5. That should be okay.
Thank you.
5.
I guess sounds like a real sharp tack.
That's
5. Is Vanessa okay? Does she need some coffee?
5. Your turn, Klein.
She's scared.
She hates us.
You can spin for me, Vanessa. Spin for me. Spin
for
me.
Sure?
Yeah, spin for me.
This is the fun of this. Okay.
I'm not going to walk over
the
there.
The funnest part is spinning the wheel.
I like it. Once again, please. Low number, low number, low number, low number, low number.
Oh, it might go right back around a bag.
Oh, boy.
Oh, come
here
on.
No,
back
no,
no. All right,
both of you are hitting 5.
All right, that's fine. We'll see
that's
how we
nothing.
Do. We're spinning it again next hour, though, until we all explode.
What?
Why?
Oh, yeah, we're spinning this every hour.
No.
No, bro, come on.
Yeah.
A bag every hour.
A bag an hour. All right, let's say hi now to a lot of people on the phone that would like to share with us exactly what happened. We will start with Lily on K-Rock, Animal Encounters, as I throw down some of these Trader Joe's gummies and we see which one of us explodes first. Hi, Lily, what's up?
Hey, so we usually get rattlesnakes in our backyard, and our neighbor down the street grills them. He eats snakes, so every time we encounter a rattlesnake, we just call him.
Wait, did you say he eats them?
He eats them. He grills them and eats them.
So if you find a rattlesnake in your backyard, he's excited about that. He'll come over and he will.
Yes.
Does he do that thing where he catches it in a bucket or does he smash it with a shovel?
No, he grabs it in the bucket. We don't even call the fire department. We just call him. And he comes and grabs those little clasps, puts it in the bucket and takes it home.
Whoa, dude. Do you know how he makes it? He just grills it up?
He probably just grills it up.
Whoa.
I don't even ask.
That's good eating.
Let him
The best part's the knee, I think. That's what they say. All right, hold on 1 second.
I think
that's,
that'd be his knee.
That's Lily right there who says that her neighbor, when she encounters rattlesnakes, neighbor comes over, kills them, grills them, and eats them.
Anyway, I mean, that's such an F you to snakes.
I'd love to get that guy. I'd love to get her neighbor on the show.
And the fact that you can catch them that easily, that you're just like, boop, and snake in a bucket, dinner time.
The reality,
well, yeah, if you have a grabber, it's pretty easy.
The reality of living in Southern California.
Like, not fast.
You could encounter any of these animals. That's the coolest part about this, is we're going to hear from all sorts of different people now that are going to talk about all the different animals they encountered. And these could all be living in your backyard now. They're less afraid of us now as humans. We're too busy
in
our phones.
Well, they're realizing that we're just idiots.
Right. So they're just kind of hanging out now. Michelle, what did you encounter? What did you do?
Hi, oh my God, I love you guys. So thank Christmas you. Eve, we get a notification from the alarm company that there was a sensor, an indoor sensor went off. No exterior doors or windows were open. We didn't think anything of it. We show up, open the door, and the kitchen is ransacked. A bear had gotten through the kitchen window.
Whoa. You got a bear, full size bear, like a baby bear?
It was a mama bear. We think only the baby got in because I don't think the mom could fit through the window. But the bear took a poop in our bedroom.
Oh, hilarious.
Drank all the water out of the toilet and was taking food out the window to the mama because there was poop.
Oh, so the mom sent the bear
everywhere.
In there to get all the food and then he's handing it out the
so
window.
Smart. Wow.
And how'd you get the bear out of the house or did it escape itself?
It set off the alarm, so it ran out by itself. So we actually have video of the cops showing up, and they're like, oh, we're not going in there.
Yeah, people love a good bear. I feel like those ones...
Those are viral videos, all of them. And especially a baby bear raiding a fridge. That sounds adorable.
A bear in a house is always a home run. Probably not great, like... Because, I mean, it probably would maul you or try to maul you if it saw you there.
Well, especially when the mom and the baby are... Like, if you go up to the baby bear, I think the mom would go up there and slash your face off.
Yeah, those bear moms seem like they're probably good moms in general.
Definitely better than me.
They definitely seem to care a lot more than Allie. let me say that Diana, talking about the animal encounters. What'd you run into and what'd you do? We've already had rattlesnake. We've had bear. What happened to you, Diana?
A couple weeks ago, I was taking my neighbor's mail that was delivered to our house back to theirs. And their pit bull and rot literally busted through the glass window right next to the door. So I had to haul butt back to my yard. You could see these things like just piercing through the window, but because of the shattered glass, they wouldn't actually go all the way through. So I had to call the neighbor, let him know what happened.
And then he killed it and grilled it.
Grilled.
Oh my gosh. They were like, we forgot to
build. They're out of pit burger. These are amazing. Wait a minute. The pit bull charged through the glass window?
Completely shattered the glass window next to
That's like on PCP or something.
Why?
That's not like a normal thing. Even aggressive dogs are supposed to be like chill about, like they're not supposed to crash through windows.
Yeah, but some dogs are dumb. They don't even know that there's glass there.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Max, what'd you encounter? What'd you do?
Oh, good morning, guys. I was riding my motorcycle. I was stopped at a red light, and a skunk was crossing the street. The light turned green. The idiot next to me honked his horn at the skunk, and I got sprayed.
What a douche.
You say idiot, but that guy's probably like, watch this.
That was hilarious.
Want to watch that guy in the hallway get sprayed? It's hilarious.
Let him drive off.
And how, I mean, that's a pretty terrible, to get that off you, the clothes you wore, you have to just chuck them, right? There's no saving those clothes.
Yeah, my jeans were done, but the leather jacket I was wearing, I'd had since I was 21. I've had it for 30 years, so I just kept scrubbing it. I couldn't throw that away.
Yeah.
Probably still stinks.
Probably should
have. Definitely still stinks.
Rodney on K-Rock, the animal encounters now are happening all the time. Go into your backyard, all of a sudden, there's just a mountain lion hanging out there.
Or that bobcat with the toddler.
Yeah,
that?
It's happening all over the place. What's up, Rodney? What happened to you?
Hey, sweet dippin' guys.
Sweet dips.
So I was trying to do a nice thing, and I saved a little baby possum out of my pool in my backyard.
Aww.
But I was trying to be nice, and I didn't know what to do with it, so I made it a little bed, and I set it out in my courtyard. And then a pack of coyotes got it in the morning.
Oh. they probably thought it was an offering.
Final destination with that possum.
They probably thought it was an offering. They're like, so you saved the possum.
This guy's all right. He's giving us baby possums
in
to
your
eat.
Pool. You put it out
yeah,
there.
So somehow
I made friends with a pack of coyotes.
Cool. There's a pack of coyotes that's been wandering my street now, and they're getting early. It used to be, you know, only I'd see them early in the morning. Sometimes now they just cruise around like 5:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, I know. I've seen them like 3 or 4 o'clock. They're just like, "What's up?" Yeah, because there's a den right by our neighborhood.
They don't seem fazed. They don't seem to care. There's people out there, people riding bikes.
They
and
look
stuff.
At you like they just saw you going, "What the?"
Yeah, this is our street now. All right, Rudy, the firefighter, we give you the final word here. What did you encounter?
Well, check it out, man. I was on the fire line, and I encountered a badger with a wolverine fighting over a snake.
Is this a video game or a real-life situation?
No, I was on the fire line. I was on the fire line, and there was a badger with the wolverine fighting over a rattlesnake.
You know a wolverine is not a real thing, right?
No, it is a real
it's
thing.
It's a real thing, Allie.
A wolverine?
No, it is. That's where he gets his name, dummy.
What'd you think? That was just a made-up character for X-Men?
What is it, a wolf?
A wolverine is a real thing. It's got those real-ass, long-ass claws, just like...
Yeah, it's not a small mammal, but... Very
I had no idea that those were real.
Google it.
What? Wolverines?
Yeah, my captain said that we were lucky because nobody has really ever seen a wolverine before.
Apparently, Allie definitely hasn't.
I didn't even know they existed.
Didn't even know they were real. Hold on 1 second. Rudy the firefighter. I like that guy.
Yeah, they're extremely rare in California. Only two have ever been seen, so this guy might be full of crap unless he's from somewhere else.
Rudy, you swear on your life that what you're saying is real.
I swear on my life, dude. It was a wolverine and a badger fighting over a rattlesnake. My fire captain even said we were lucky because nobody really has ever seen a scene like that.
No one's ever been on that much LSD to see that happen.
All right, well, I believe the story. One of the few sightings of a wolverine out in public. That's amazing. And you heard about it on KROQ. Show continues. Lollapalooza in your future for some Smashing Pumpkins this morning.